What up, what up, what up, y'all? Hi, Mike the Sports Guy, coming at you so fly. And today, y'all, we are continuing our Laker player evaluations. And so who we about to do next, y'all? Who we about to do next? We about to do the man, the myth, the menace, Dennis the Menace Schroeder. Laker Nation, this is a bit conflicting for me. This one is a bit conflicting for me, but I'm going to tell y'all what I think, and then I want to hear what y'all think. Check this out. We're going to start off, as usual, with a quote from Dennis the Menace in regards to his upcoming free agency. For those of you that don't know, Dennis Schroeder is a free agent at the end of this year. That means that man can go wherever he wants to go at the end of this year. So this is Dennis Schroeder on his upcoming free agency. I want to be a Laker for a long time. I just want it to be fair. ESPN.com's Brian Windhorst has reported that Dennis Schroeder has been offered by the LA Lakers a four-year, $83 million contract. We don't know if that's incentive-based or that's fully guaranteed, but we do know he has been offered a four-year, $83 million contract. Good Lord! Schroeder has yet to agree to that deal and has stated, and I'm paraphrasing, that he wants to see his options as it's the first time he has the ability to be a free agent. 4 year, $83 million. Now, like I said before, the stats don't tell the story, but they do tell a part of it. Check this out, y'all. This season, Dennis Schroeder is averaging 15 points a game, 43% from the field, 33% from three, 5 assists, 3.5 rebounds, and 1 steal a game. So essentially 15, 5 assists, 3.5 rebounds. All right. Those are okay numbers, right? Those are okay numbers. They're not tip top, but they're not, you know, drip drop. All right. So check this out. Let's compare that with his numbers from last year on the Oklahoma City Thunder, where he played last season. So last season, Schroeder averaged 19 points a game. He averaged 47% from the field. He averaged 38% from three, and he averaged 3.6 rebounds and 4.0 assists. So essentially, he averaged more points last year. He shot better from the field last year. He shot better from three last year, and he had the same amount of rebounds and one less assist. So he's actually passing and distributing more with us. Let's look at the defensive side of the ball. So this year, Dennis Schroeder, in regards to defensive win shares. So for our audience out there, defensive win shares are a player's impact on a team winning a game defensively. I'm going to say that one more time for y'all. A player's impact individually on a team winning a game defensively. Y'all, Dennis Schroeder is 25th in the NBA in defensive win shares this year. That's fantastic. I love that. I absolutely love that. But then I compared it to last year. Dennis Schroeder was 15th in the NBA in defensive win shares last year. That's a problem for me. I'm going to tell you why that's a problem for me. Two reasons. One, a lot of Laker Nation is saying the reason he's averaging less points with us and shooting the ball and shooting not as well with us is because we have LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Okay, I can get down with that argument or that case. What about defensively? Because for those of you that don't know, the Los Angeles Lakers have the number one defensive rating in the league. We are number two in points allowed. Frank Vogel got this team going defensively. How has Dennis Schroeder dropped 10 points in regards to defensive win shares, in regards to his ranking? That I don't understand. I don't understand that. And I don't understand how he's averaging 3 turnovers a game. I don't understand that. That's a career high, 3 turnovers a game. Dennis needs to be smarter with the basketball. I don't know if you all have seen him, but I have watched Dennis go down the court and try to isolate and do an individual play. He doesn't pass to anybody when he goes down and he loses the ball. He's got to be smarter with the basketball. Now, with that being said, for those of you who make the case that Anthony Davis and LeBron James have been out, you are correct. You are correct. They have been out, and that has affected his numbers. However, let's dive into that. Let's dive into what that actually looks like with them out. How does he play with them out? Check this out, y'all. So, as we know, Anthony Davis went down February the 14th. He went down V-Day. All right? Calf injury. He's out, right? Schroeder, in February, averaged 16 points a game, 4 assists a game, and 3 rebounds. So his scoring did go up. His scoring went up. Love to see that. Love to see that. With AD going out in the middle of February, Schroeder started doing a little bit more on the scoring end. Now, March did a little bit more. Remember, y'all, LeBron James went out with a high ankle sprain March 20th. Check Schroeder's numbers out for March. 18 points a game. I love to see that. 6.5 assists a game. Excellent. 3 rebounds. So he keeps it consistent rebounding-wise. So now he's upped up his scoring. He's upped up his assists. So now we're getting to see what this man can really do. And mind you, shout out to Schroeder for his leadership during this time. We lost 2 of our big dogs. And Dennis Schroeder has been hustling. He's been tenacious. He's showed grit. Shout out to him for that. Now let's bleed into April. April is the first month that we've had no LeBron and no AD for the whole month thus far. Thus far in April, Dennis is giving us 13 points, 8 assists, and 3 rebounds. So the points now have dropped. The assists have risen as he continues to help his teammates, and the rebounds are around the same. But y'all, my issue with these numbers is that they're not much different. They're not much different than his regular scoring. Like I told y'all, he's given us 15 points a game for the season. He's given us 5 assists for the season and 3.5 rebounds. We just saw the rebounds have stayed the same. The assists have fluctuated a bit. And the points are right around the same. February was 16. March it was 18. Now April is down to 13. It's right around that 15 a game with or without LeBron and AD. That's okay, but like, y'all, we're not talking about a top 10 point guard here. We're not even talking about he's maybe top 15. These numbers, 15 and 5, those are average starting numbers, right? Am I right? I sound like a bad guy. Am I right? Those are average starting numbers, right? So when I hear about this 4-year, $83 million offer on hold, it bothers me a little bit. It bothers me. It does. It bothers me a little bit. Now, to Schroeder's point, to Schroeder's credit, Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors just got paid 4 years, $85 million contract. Now, VanVleet is averaging like 19 points a game. Remember, in March, with AD down, with LeBron getting hurt on March 20th, Schroeder's giving you 18 and 6. So if I'm Dennis Schroeder, I'm looking over at Fred VanVleet like, you're getting $85 million for 4 years. I deserve to be right around that number. So Schroeder, I can respect that and I get that. What I have an issue with is this beginning quote here. I want to be a Laker for a long time. I just want it to be fair. With these numbers, Dennis Schroeder, I give you a B-. I absolutely love your defense. I have a problem with you having dropped defensively. But you're giving us 15 a game, 5 assists, 3.5 rebounds, and your leadership, your grit, it doesn't show on the stat sheet. It doesn't tell the whole story. So I can get down with you wanting 4-year, $83 million. What I can't get down with is you not signing that. Is that fair? Is that fair? That seems like a respectable offer. That seems like a fair offer with these numbers, with this production. This really is a B-. It's a B- for me. There's not been anything that's been like, whoa, we got a top 10 point guard. No, you want more than 4-year, $83 million? No, we can't do that. We cannot do that. Laker Nation, I don't want to lose Dennis Schroeder. I don't. Because to be honest, you know, we can't afford to lose him. For those of you that don't know, we have Dennis Schroeder's bird rights. So what bird rights are is, because he's on our team, we can sign him to big money without it affecting our overall salary cap. So we can go over the salary cap in order to sign Schroeder. Laker Nation, we are at the ceiling for our salary cap. I didn't explain salary cap yet. Check this out. If you go to the grocery store and you're over the salary cap, you gotta put those groceries back. Some of it,
the bread, the olive oil, something's gotta go back.
We are over the salary cap. If Dennis Schroeder leaves, we can't even afford to pay anyone else that exact same contract because we don't own their bird rights. Those bird rights allow us to sign Schroeder for that amount of money and it not affect our salary cap. We can go over it. We gotta sign him. But I feel like 4-year, $83 million is fair. I feel like it's fair, and I feel like it goes along with the B-minus production that we've got from him. I'm not trying to hate. I think Schroeder's had a solid year. But it's just solid. I can't go over solid. That's too much. It's too much. It's far too much. Look, y'all, I want to hear your thoughts on this. Let's talk about this. This is a complicated issue. This is a complicated issue. The money is rising and rising in the NBA right now. So I want to hear y'all thoughts on this. Look, y'all, we are going to be keeping it going. Hype Mike, the sports guy. We got more Laker player evaluations coming. And y'all, check out our NFL mock draft Sunday, April 25th. We're releasing our first segment. All you football fans out there, we got y'all completely covered. Y'all, love y'all. I can't wait to keep it going. Peace.